Good afternoon, Peterborough. It is 5 p.m., and I hope the weather is nice wherever you are, because I am not live to give the customary weather update. I'm sorry. My name is Evan Robbins, Trent Radio's full-time broadcast journalist through the Local Journalism Initiative, and you are listening to a special pre-recorded episode of Switchboard, the show which keeps you plugged into all of the news and people of note in the place at the end of the rapids. We are broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF, 92.7 FM in Peterborough, Ngozi-Wanang, and the surrounding area. And I am joined in studio today by a very special guest, a local musician, show organizer, general, what would I call you, wunderkind? Charlie Watson, thank you so much for joining me in studio.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so you are a member, you play guitar and vocals in the band Hit and Run, right?
I play bass and vocals in
you
the band
bass.
Hit and Run.
You play bass. Okay, bass is a cool instrument. I'm wearing a Joy Division shirt, so you know I love a good bass line. But I'm speaking to you today as part of your role, or based on your role as the organizer of SWARM. Can you tell me what SWARM stands for?
Sure. Well, let's see if I can remember. SWARM, it stands for Super Wicked Awesome Rad Music Shows. Technically, there's an S in there.
When you say Super Wicked Awesome Rad Music Shows, what makes these shows unique?
Well, these shows are unique because they're all ages shows, which are pretty rare here in Peterborough. They're all like entirely run and organized by teenagers, and most of the bands that are playing are either like a little bit younger or teenagers. It's pretty cool.
That's really, you know, it's amazing. And my understanding is the past couple of shows you have organized entirely yourself.
Yes, I have. The only show that was not fully organized by me was my birthday party one in November, and my mom helped me.
Well, that's really good. That must be a lot of responsibility. Tell me what it's like organizing a show like this. How do you put it together?
Well, I've actually had a lot of trouble finding people to play at these shows because there isn't the same teenage music scene that there was, like, even like 10 years ago. And it's just been really hard to find people. So what I have done is told every person I know who plays music and knows teenagers that they should tell the teenagers they know to start a band and help me out and whatever. So I think I almost know every single person who like has a band in Peterborough who is a teenager, and I just kind of like go through and find people who are available and yeah, and I just try and organize a good show.
Bit of a case of creating your own, not just audience, I guess, but also your main act.
Exactly. I think I've formed at least 3 bands since I started these.
Wow, you're like, you know, in the same vein as that apocryphal story about how, you know, 20 people were at the first Sex Pistols show, but every one of them started a band afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, there were however many 40 people at the first Swarm show, and you made all of them start a band.
Exactly.
That same night.
Right.
This all came to start because you have a band, Hit and Run. You've been playing for about a year now, maybe more, is that right?
Yeah, we started in like 2024, I guess, but we didn't start playing shows until I think like a year ago and a month, maybe. So, yeah.
What kind of music do you guys play?
Well, I like to call it a little bit of like a garage punk kind of thing. So it's not quite like garage rocky or grungy or anything like that. We sure we have some elements of it, but it's a lot. I know I'm very inspired by Riot Grrrl from the 90s and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of just a mix of all of our favorite genres. We play like everything from like Destroy Boys to David Bowie kind of thing. And it's just like, it's just whatever music we like, and we just turn it as punky as we can.
How do you kind of pull together a set list for a show? Is it like, you know, band meeting, sit down, confab? Where do you pull stuff from?
Well, we all have kind of different music tastes. Like, I'm a lot more into that Riot Girl punk stuff. Mm-hmm. Our drummer, Natalie, she's a lot more poppy, I guess, pop punk. So we kind of just take any ideas, and we, in our group chat, we just, anytime we have a song, we just send it. And before a show, like, whatever, we like go through and decide which ones are realistic and which ones we definitely do not have time to learn.
It seems like, you know, there is a certain punk ethos to that, running on the seat of your pants, as it were.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
How did you guys get together as a band?
Well, Natalie, the drummer, and I, we became friends in grade 9, and we started playing some music together after school or whatever, because she plays drums and I played guitar or bass or whatever, and we decided that we wanted to start a band. So we talked to some people we knew. We played with our current guitarist, Lucy Farrell, for one session or whatever at school, and then that kind of fell through, and we went through like some guy, and then Lila Ditchfield, who was our guitarist for like a year and a half, and then now it's Lucy Farrell.
Incredible. Hard to imagine some guy on stage with you.
I know. It was like, honestly, it was like 2 weeks, and then there was some drama and stuff, so no more guys.
When you have a Wikipedia page, it's gonna have like that membership timeline, and the first week is gonna look crazy. But you've organized a couple swarm shows at this point. Tell me, like, what do you look for in a band for swarm? And from start to finish, you know, how do you put together a bill? How do you promote a show? How does that all come about?
Well, I think a lot of, I normally find like one band that I really want to play, and then I kind of build it around that. I kind of have like maybe the same vibe for each one. Like, they're all pretty similar, but like there was like a band that we played with, Hoper Philly, and they are very like noise oriented, I think. And they were just like loud and powerful. And so I made sure to have like full bands with them and not necessarily just like acoustic guitar, covers and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
I could see how that would be a bit dissonant in terms of
yeah,
vibe. And these shows, so far they've taken place at the Pig's Ear. How did you sort of get that as a venue?
Well, my mother is wonderful, and I have kind of grown up at the Pig's Ear. There's been family open mics there since I was a kid. My parents play there a lot, and it's just been a space that I've really been familiar with, and especially since it came back, we just know people, and we know like Ashley and Andrea and all those people who work there, and they were able to give me the opportunity to create a space for these teenagers and to run these shows, which is really cool.
That is really cool. I think like in the past couple of years, we've seen, arguably even since the closure of the Spill, you know, there's been such a high turnover rate in terms of venues.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find it's difficult, like as someone who is coming up in the music scene, to find places to play?
Yes, it is. It is hard to find places to play. There's so many wonderful venues that were in Peterborough and still are in Peterborough. And it's just like knowing what's available and knowing what is the right space for you is kind of a difficult thing that I'm having to learn.
Yeah. My impression, like, I grew up in Ottawa and went to a lot of hardcore shows when I was in high school. But a lot of the venues in Ottawa that we had were like all ages venues because they just didn't sell booze, right? Like, mm-hmm. Or if they did, it wasn't their priority. People from Ottawa will know, you know, when I say Black Squirrel Books or like the Art House Cafe, or there was this real dumpy like warehouse called Sinkhole that lasted all of, I think, 6 months and then got shuttered in like early 2020. But there really don't seem to be those same venues here in Peterborough. Like, a lot of the venues are oriented around selling alcohol. You know, it's like a lot of bars that have maybe live music, but are generating a lot of their revenue through alcohol sales. Do you find that that is like an impediment to getting younger artists into the music scene because, you know, they might not really be welcomed in a space where they're not old enough to drink?
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%. It is so difficult because there is no real all ages venues or anything in Peterborough. It's all like bars or whatever, at least mostly it is. And yeah, because alcohol sales are such a big part of what is able to keep these venues and stuff afloat, it is like really hard to be able to run these all ages shows because of the money they could be like potentially losing out on because of the lack of alcohol sales. So it is just really difficult to find anywhere to play.
To anyone who, well, and especially at the Pig's Ear, I will say that when I'm at a swarm show, I do drink 2 PBRs, so I'm doing my part, keeping the spaces alive. But you mentioned, you know, your mom, Jill Stavely, is my boss. Mm-hmm. You've arguably probably been doing radio longer than I have.
Oh, probably.
What was it like to grow up in, you know, not just a musical family, but a family who are well known and well regarded in the Peterborough music scene?
Well, it's a lot to live up to, honestly, having Jill Stavely as my mom. But it's been really cool. Like, I've had so many experiences that I didn't even like remember that I had just because I was like a child, and I've like been thinking back on stuff recently, and I like only remembered recently that I played at Peterborough Folk Fest technically with our family band, which we had. And it's just been, I don't know, it's just been a lot. It's really lovely to be able to know all these people that I have like technically known since I was little, but wasn't able to really know because I was a child. It's really nice to be able to have conversations and just like learn who these people are that I had no clue really who they were when I was little.
You seem pretty close with your mom. You've had her up on stage at this last show performing Zombie with you.
Mm-hmm. She's awesome.
How was that? I feel like a lot of people would be, I don't want to say like hesitant or embarrassed to have their mom perform with them, but
I understand that. I think that my mom and I have like a really cool relationship in the sense that we are able to just kind of like, obviously she is my mom and she'll get me in trouble for not cleaning my room, but at the same time she'll like, she is just someone that I just genuinely like as a person. And I really like playing music with her. She is so talented and wonderful. And it is just, it's really nice to be able to be close with her, even though I am in my main rebelling years.
You know, you say that, and certainly the music that you play might speak to that. Although you are doing something that I think is so beneficial to other people, like creating this community space. Do you ever feel like that is like a lot of responsibility that you are taking on?
Well, it is a lot of responsibility, but I've grown up in the way where if someone else isn't building these spaces, you have to build these spaces. And so I understand that if I want to like be able to play with my band, or I want to be able to go to cool shows or whatever, I'm gonna like have to build the spaces and encourage other people to build similar spaces so we have the ability to have a cool music scene or a cool art scene in Peterborough for younger people.
Yeah, I think speaking to that, obviously, your mom runs Rock Camp for Girls out of Sadler House and did from, like, you know, the early 2000s till 2019. Mm-hmm. And now, again, I believe last year was the first year back from mm-hmm. that hiatus. And you were actually a camp counselor last year. Do you think, like, that has played into your ethos, that experience of growing up in that, like, scene?
Yeah, Rock Camp for Girls is such an amazing place, and I was really lucky to be able to intern there last year. But I went to camp once when I was 10 in 2019 for the last year that they did before COVID. But I grew up there, and I grew up around all these cool, powerful, girls and non-binary people. And it was just, it did really form who I am and like what kind of music I listen to and the way I dress and whatever. And yeah, and being able to be there last year and helping these younger people come into themselves, and some of them even come to swarms and stuff. And it's just so cool to be able to be the person that I always admired when I was little.
Yeah, I mean, you are like, you're still a young musician, but you are sometimes one of the older people on the bill at a swarm show these days, right? You had one of the bands at the last show, I heard they were in grade 8.
They were in grade 8 and they were amazing.
They were really good.
Yeah.
They're playing at Market Hall soon, right?
We are too.
Oh.
Yes.
Tell me more about that.
Well, this band is called Pressure Point, and there's they played at our last swarm, and there's this thing called Kids Rock for Kids. and it's happening on July 3rd at Market Hall. And it's another space that has been going on in the USA and around here in Toronto, I believe. And they have a really big scene in New York, and it's just them trying to build more all-ages spaces as well, bringing kids into the community. And they've like tried to start doing some shows around Ontario too. So we will be playing at that one as well.
Wow, that's really exciting. I mean, Market Hall is like a pretty big venue.
It is.
It's got nice cushy seats.
Yes, it does.
Are you nervous for that?
Well, a little bit, I guess. I haven't like played at Market Hall with a band before, but I've definitely been on the stage because of different like acting experiences that I've had. So I'm like considerably less nervous than I think people would believe me to be. Because I, even though it's like not something you can really get used to, it is something that the nervousness is something that I am used to, and it is just something that I have learned to deal with.
Yeah, well, and I imagine being the face of the band in many ways, you must have to deal with that a lot. I mean, speaking of, fleeting brushes with fame, it's my understanding that Hit and Run's cover of Joel Plaskett's song Ordinary People
was Extraordinary
People. Ah. Yes. Was reposted by the man himself?
It was, in fact. So for our first swarm in November for my birthday, I got a person named Ollie May to play. And it was like her first ever gig, and she's doing very well around here recently. But it was like her first ever solo gig, and she, at the end of swarms, we like to have like a group of people who played, and kind of we just do a song or two together, just because it's cool to have new experiences working with different musicians. Mm-hmm. And so we decided to do the song Extraordinary by Joel Plaskett, and she has like a little bit of a following on Instagram or whatever, and she posted it on her Instagram account, and it got noticed by the social media manager of Joel Plaskett. It got reposted on his account, and we posted another cover recently of Extraordinary that I think I did well on, we did well on, and the guy responded to it and was kind of like, this is a thumbs up from Joel Plaskett's manager, and I'm like, okay.
It must be really weird. I mean, like, the Canadian music scene, it's a big country, but the music scene is not that big. I mean, he was at Peterborough Folk Fest just this past year playing with Ben Droland, who is, you know, who has like played with your mom and has played at the Pig's Ear more times than anyone can count. Have you played a show every month since March? How many shows have you done so far?
Well, we do one every other month, I believe, is the rate that we're at right now. So we had one in November, January, March, May, and there will be one in July too. July 31st is our next swarm.
So tell me about a couple of the upcoming shows. You've got a swarm show in July, and this month, at the end of the month, Swarm is presenting the Ripcords, a band from Montreal.
Yes, they are. It's going to be awesome. It is Next Friday, the 26th, from 7 to 10.
That's going to be tomorrow if you're listening to this live on the radio.
Yes. Okay, yeah. I should have thought about that.
No, it's the weirdness of like pre-recording a show and you're like, I'm speaking to you from the past, so I need to speak in my future.
Exactly. I did that all the time. Yeah, but it's with Blue Velour. Which is a really cool band. My parents, a Stavely project, so it's my mom plus some really awesome people who practice in our attic. and then it is Hit and Run, which is Lucy Farrell, Natalie Grace, that is her stage name, I keep forgetting, and me, Charlie Watson. And then we have the awesome Ripcords playing, and they're a punk band from Montreal from like the 80s. And I like known who they were since I was little, but they are going on tour and we got the opportunity to organize a show with them, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's an incredible get.
Mm-hmm.
Your shows normally are really packed.
Yeah, mostly.
But I've got to imagine this one is going to be like, not just standing room only, but like... sardines crushed in a tin can in the pig's ear.
Yeah, I think so. It's $10 at the door, I believe, which, I don't know, might make some of my teenage friends hesitate a little bit, but that's okay. I know so many people who think that this lineup will be so cool. Like, I am so excited to be able to play with my mom's band because just hearing her play and knowing these songs that I've heard since I was little is just so awesome to be able to just like experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny always going to see like, it's funny going to Swarm shows because not only am I seeing people that I know, like as in you and your mom, obviously, who is my boss, but also my colleague Sebastian Johnston Lindsay, who drums for your mom now.
Yeah, he does in fact drum for my mother. It's kind of awesome.
Drummed for Hit and Run once, right?
He did. We played with Beached Out and Knitting in May. I think maybe the beginning of May.
That sounds right.
It was right after we switched guitarists. So Lucy Farrell started playing with us, like literally the week before. Like it was like 5 days of her playing with us. And then Natalie ended up getting sick. And she texted me and she's like, I'm really sorry. I don't think I can do this. And I was like, no worries, Natty. We'll figure it out. And this was the night before. This is Thursday and we were playing on Friday. And I'm like, I don't know who I'm going to get. So firstly, our first backup was my mom. And then my mom was like, why don't you just get the guy who's playing with every single band in Peterborough? So Sebastian so lovingly joined us and played a gig with us. It was really awesome.
Yeah, again, in the Wikipedia page that Hit and Run eventually gets on the members timeline, there's going to be like a little blip that says, some guy on drums.
Some guy on drums.
Some guy on drums. He has a strange mustache.
Exactly.
And tell me a little bit about the show in July. Do you have a lineup in the works for that yet, or are you still feeling things out?
Well, this is not announced yet, but it shall be soon. Honestly, I have no clue. There's a couple bands that have been asking Hit and Run to play with them a couple times, and there's been a couple gigs that have just fallen through. So I'm figured that I could get, I think there's a band called Odyssey that I would like to play, and I was talking with them yesterday, so I think that'll work out. We'll have an acoustic singer-songwriter opener, and then we'll have one band, maybe two bands, and then we'll end it with our Swarm band, which is a new invention of mine, but that shall be fun.
Oh, interesting. It must feel nice to be so in demand that you now have gotten to the point where you have like people coming to you being like, I want to play your show. I want to play with your band.
Yeah, it's really awesome. I made an Instagram post the other day. You should follow us. It's swarm.ptbo, I think, maybe. If you just search up Swarm, it'll come up, I swear. But and we made a post, and I wasn't expecting anyone to actually be like, hey, are you a band around Peterborough? Come play with us or whatever. Wasn't expecting anyone to actually like respond. And then I think I have like, I don't know, like 25 people in my notes app. It's like ridiculous. I'm like, I don't know all of you guys.
It's a good problem to have. You're suffering from success. But, you know, before we started recording, you were telling me that you have just finished exams. Like, you're a full-time student in addition to being a musician. How do you balance that?
Well, it's a lot, honestly. I don't know. I just finished exams. It's the best thing ever. I didn't fail my biology exam. I'm so proud of myself. I totally thought I was going to.
You're doing better than me because I completely dropped bio after grade 11.
Oh my goodness, it's terrible. I'm never doing biology ever again in my entire life. Yeah, but it is a lot of work just to organize my schedule and stuff. I don't only play with Hit and Run. I play with a couple other bands too. So like sometimes I don't even know when practices will be. And I just recently I've actually been able to start like my calendar app on my phone or whatever and write stuff down because it's just been getting kind of so crazy. But I'm getting better at it and I will hopefully be a lot better at it in the coming September.
It's like leading a double life, kind of like you're almost a superhero, except instead of, you know, instead of superpowers, you're playing in a punk band.
Exactly.
I think that's like wrapping up the time that we have today. Charlie, is there anything else you wanted to add? Anything you want to plug for people who might be listening before we go?
Well, we do, in fact, have an Instagram, and we have posters around town, so, you know, it's pretty awesome. We will have stickers, swarm stickers, but you should follow our Instagram. It's swarm.ptbo or hit and run, which is hit.n.run.band. And our YouTube is hit.n.run.band1.
You heard it here first, youtube.com/@hit.n.run.band1.
Dot band one. Exactly.
There's a lot of dots in that URL.
Exactly.
What can people expect if they follow you on Instagram, if they follow you on YouTube?
Well, you'll get notifications for our upcoming shows if you'd like to come down and support. We post covers and stuff. There'll also be, if you're interested in playing a swarm, there will be opportunities, and just like DM us on Instagram or whatever. And just like, we would love to have you play.
The punk scene. It's a very casual, high trust environment.
Exactly.
Your credentials are just, if you ask, we assume that you can. But you also have Hit and Run has original songs in the work. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. We will hopefully have an album out by the end of the summer.
Really?
Hopefully. We said that last summer. I'm really hoping on this one. I believe in myself.
Okay.
But yeah.
Wow, that was sudden. I thought you were going to say like, yeah, we're going to play some songs at show. A full album.
Well, we have an album's worth of songs. We just haven't gone around recording it because we are all in high school. So hopefully over the summer.
Yeah, it's like an opportunity to sit down in the studio. We'll keep an eye out for that. Charlie Watson, thank you so much for joining me here today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. My name is Evan Robbins. I'm the full-time broadcast journalist at Trent Radio through the Local Journalism Initiative. And you have been listening to Switchboard, broadcasting through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF FM 92.7 in Peterborough, Nagojwanong, and the surrounding area, and always online at news.trentradio.ca. You can find me here every week, Thursdays at 5 p.m. and online at trentradio.ca. Thank you so much for listening and have a good week.